but we don't have the chutzpah to do it.
In the commonwealth of holy when Jews commit, here's what they say.
When you ask for a raise and you want to amaze, say shaputzvah.
Say shaputzvah.
Either your foot's in your mouth or you're a Jew from the south. That's shaputzvah.
That's shaputzvah.
Folks will laugh. What a ding-a-ling, what a ding-a-ling. What the heck is shaputzvah?
What shaputzvah?
Tony will play the clip every day, play it every day. He can't get enough shaputzvah.
Shaputzvah.
We're going to hear a lot of that today. Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for February 16th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And in this upfront segment here, we're going to have four additional shaputzvah tunes. And then after that, we'll play three more traditional TK jingles. And then in my extreme laziness, I'm just going to punt on that next segment and hand over the show to Brad Weiss for about 5 minutes. And then we'll play some bonus tunes and then back to the mailbag at the end. So just to get started here, this whole shaputzvah thing, I really enjoyed the segment when they played that. And you know, that the immediate reaction of everybody on the show was, wow, we need to hear a jingle about this, and I bet there's going to be a jingle about this. And even before Tony said that, I think a lot of folks were anticipating it. And of course, the Littles answered the call. So up front here, and I was really hoping this whole weekend, Tony's show, we would have nothing but shaputzvah tunes, but Brad ruined it with his brilliant Horse with No Name jingle on Monday. So anyway, up front, we have Tradition by Brad Weiss, which is a go-to tune from Fiddler on the Roof. So that's very traditional Jewish, Virginia Jew musical, of course. Then Elliot Oshansky, who wrote the brilliant Tony and the Amazing Multiflavor Sandwich last week, contributes not shaputzvah. Then Ezra Fisher has shaputzvah, which is a take on shapoopy. From the Music Man, and I probably got 5 or 6 emails and multiple tweets and several different song lyrics. I think everybody wanted to do shapoopy for shaputzvah. So Ezra had it out there first. I don't know, maybe a few other people will join in because there's ideas on the ideas page for this just waiting to be had. And then lastly, Jay Crockett here, this one immediately caught my eye. From West Side Story, set to the tune of Maria with shaputzvah. And I really wanted, if I was going to do one other than that ridiculous opening number of this podcast, I wanted it to be something really dramatic and not immediately obvious that it would be about shaputzvah. So Maria was just different enough that I thought that would be a really dramatic and ridiculous way to pay tribute to Tommy Normand and the Virginia House of Delegates and their... the shaputzvah they had to ask for a raise. So, without further ado, 4 songs about shaputzvah.
You know, in Virginia, we are known for many things. After all, we're the cradle of American democracy, land of 1,000 founding fathers. Today, we have an incarcerated former governor. And of course, we make a very nice ham biscuit. You may ask, what is it that has kept us going for 400 years of history? That, I can tell you in one word. Shaputzvah.
Shaputzvah! 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 Shaputzvah!
We don't have the shaputzvah to do it.
Michigas, talking about a race. Well, now you've got some chutzpah. Yeah, you make me wanna plot. Got me plotting mad when you say shaputzpah. Sounding like a schmuck, like a schmuck. When you talk like that, now you're out of luck. Yeah, you're stuck. what I'm getting at. Oy vey, oy vey, oy vey. No, no, it's not chaputzpah. Bink, you're sounding like a mensch, like a mensch. Bink will be the clip when you say chaputzpah. But you know I gotta bench, gotta bench. Bet you didn't know that it's not chaputzpah. Sounding like a schmuck, like a schmuck. When you talk like that, now you're out of luck. Yeah, you're stuck. What I'm getting at, oy vey, oy vey, oy vey. No, no, it's not chaputzpah. No, no, it's not chaputzpah.
But we don't have the chaputzpah to do it.
Now a word you can say the very first time is usually too easy, and a word you pronounce the second time out, ha, easy peasy. But a word that you mangle the third time around, head in the clouds, feet on the ground, that's the word you're glad you found. That's your chaputzpah, 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 the word that's hard to get. Chaputzpah, 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 but you can't say it yet.
But we don't have the chaputzpah to do it.
A word I can use to gain nachos from Jews.
Chaputzpah, chaputzpah,
chaputzpah,
chaputzpah.
With a wonderful stick like this, I could never lose.
Chaputzpah,
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 chaputzpah.
Chaputzpah,
a great Yiddish word called chaputzpah. And when the word is said, a wave of Jewish cred for me. Chaputzpah, I'll top off my speech with chaputzpah. Then I'll be such a maker, address the goyim later, you'll see. Chaputzpah, say it loud, many votes it'll win ya. Say it soft like a Jew from Virginia. Chaputzpah, I'll never stop saying chaputzpah. Admit chutzpah may have been a more Geharic word.
You know, I don't always know what I'm going to do when I sit down to record this podcast, and sometimes it comes together organically. But this week, I had a feeling it was going to be mostly chaputzpah stuff. So, all right, we got that out of our system. I hope you enjoyed the chaputzpah tunes. Now we've got three new songs. None of these have been on Tony's show yet. At Last by KJ Onstad, a Kanye West parody, which is a first, by Judo Fuse, and then Joe Arrow with a redneck anthem, They Never Even Call You By Your Name.
Been waiting too long for ya. Those weasels treat you wrong. Oh yeah, yeah, podcast. Oh no, they don't love you. Hold your back till the next show's over. Just leave the selfish fools.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Don't care what you say about me. Can only make me stronger. Meanwhile, just getting oranger. You and I so alike now. Just go ahead and ask how. Cause we both about I now. Do you know who I am? Pa! I never miss my Subway sandwich. My data plan always has bandwidth. Go ahead, call me out, I can stand this. Like a gigabyte, your disadvantage. And now you know it's like you, Swaggy P. And I'm the Dolphin. My words will take you down like Flippin' and Nick Young. Don't need assist, Kobe didn't get one. You on the Americans, well I'm on the Kardashians. Speaking of my girl, we just had a daughter. Already more hair than you, you out with the bathwater. You an English major, I just taught ya. More like history, older than the Magna Carta. Call up Subway when I wanna. Data unlimited, I even text my order. Wi-Fi don't matter, I roam and I wander. I got more bandwidth than you got Orange. Don't care what you say about me, can only make me stronger. Meanwhile, you just get Oranger. Complain all you want about me, hail me all you wanna. They said it couldn't be done, I just rhyme words with Orange. Yeah, that's not all wrong. French, bye. I just rhyme words with Orange.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from laughing. Well, they make you sound so foolish every day, and they don't have to call you Mr. Tony. Tony. In fact, they hardly even call you by your name. People like to call you Orange and Grumpy. They call you bald even though a few hairs remain. Yes, they call you Grandpa, Satchmo, and Porthouser all the time. But they'll all keep tuning in just to hear you complain. And I'll hang around as long as you're still breathing. I'll even suffer through podcast delays, and I won't even try to get on the mailbag anymore, because I still have never heard you call my name.
All right, I mentioned earlier that I was punting on this middle segment here. You know, I've been asked in the past if I could interview some of the other littles that do the jingles, and logistics of that, you know, it's hard to set up the interviews and stuff with the celebrities and, you know, Tony's guests that I have. So in lieu of doing that, I thought what would be interesting is if I just offered up a segment to folks that may want to just add their own content. So Brad Weiss is first out of the gate here. If you'd like to join in on this, you can email me a sound clip, 3 to 4 minutes, podcast@tkjingles.com, and you know, tell me what songs you want me to play, or you can weave them in there yourself, make it a little bit longer. So anyway, I'd love your feedback on this. If you like this, if this is different, I mean, you hear me yak, you hear me sing more than anybody else on here. So I thought it may be interesting to let somebody else join the conversation, as they say. So without further ado, here's Brad Weiss after a little intro song.
Jerry, you're great, but maybe you should take a little time off. It's not like you're paid. Wow, that's actually kind of a good point. I'll do the least amount that I can. I'll punt on the rest of this podcast. I'm gonna take a break just for tonight. You're gonna hear something different. If it's good or total garbage, you can say I'm phoning it in now. I'm letting someone else host the show now. I'm phoning it in now. Let's try something new and hear how it sounds.
like a goddess makes game day picks. We're on to all your tricks, your cranky old routine, always so loud and mean.
Your brand new Cadillac you bought with piles of cash, and still we send to you all the things you beg us to. Eat some steak at the pond, only thing that keeps you calm.
Taking grief from Aldridge when you have to drive across the bridge. But you've got determination, and with the windows from Window Nation, Tony, you're gonna read the mailbag.
So that was one of my earlier efforts, and a whole lot of fun to do. I wanted to play it here because my wife always tells me that they'll never play a jingle when I've asked her to sing, and she calls herself the Kiss of Death. But at least if I get to play Nigel for the day, I'd pick that one. So actually, none of the ones that I've picked here have played on the show, which goes to show that there's no accounting for some people's taste. If you're still listening to this, then you probably know that I'm a big fan of duets, and I've had the great good fortune to write a bunch of tunes that Kirsten Onstedt has agreed to sing with me, or sometimes instead of me, which is much, much better. KJ's just about the best friend I've had who I've never actually met. And this jingle that I'm going to play now is maybe my most fun to do with her. It's a theme that's been covered a whole lot recently, as I'm sure you'll recognize, but I have to admit, we had it first.
We like to watch the Americans. Let's talk about the Americans. Haven't you seen the Americans?
Spoiler alert, the Americans.
You might think Phillip's the muscle, but don't mess with Kerry Russell.
Now Martha's a threat to their nation, a got-to-go situation.
Hideous clothes, the Americans. Neglecting their kids, the Americans.
Pretty weird sex, the Americans.
They'll tear out your throat, the Americans.
What will become of that page girl? She's just a pawn in the Cold War.
He'd like a cameo guest spot. Please don't kill Nina, she's too hot. Everyone watch the Americans. What can compare with Americans? Orphan Black, no, that's Canadians.
Liz Carr prefers the Americans.
So, you know, so often, so many people have asked me, Brad Weiss, how do you write such funny jingles? And by so many people, I mean absolutely nobody ever. But I always tell them, you know, I'm humbled by your excessive flattery. But for me, it really does start with the song. You really have to love the song to be able to find something in it that is worth writing about. Sometimes what you love about a tune is just how terrible it is. So we all know how much Mr. Tony likes Michelle, for example. And that was the very first mailbag theme that I recorded. And I made it even worse. Much worse. So it was really great fun to hear Tony and Jeannie last year, I think it was in early 2014, talk about their great love for Neil Diamond. And as we know, Jeannie suggested that you'd have to be brain dead to love Neil Diamond. So of course that opened the floodgates to Neil Diamond jingles. Now I've also always thought that Neil Diamond's songs all sound the same, incredibly monotonous, and he's got a vocal range of about 6 notes. So perfect.
McManus serenade, song in the voice you hate, as much as a case of transient amnesia or flying with decay. We know that you had once been an editor of words, tending ambiguously gendered birds, and you love Tony, and so does Tony. Swim, come on, Jeannie, swim. Got to keep yourself in shape. Let's hear you laugh. No one hears you laugh. Tell me, does that help you? Your presence on the podcast gives us all we want. I'm sure you've got some ideas for a restaurant. Though it's not your cup of tea, I hope you didn't hate the stinking version of my McManus serenade.
And then sometimes you just get lucky.
We've got email, notes, and faxes. As sure as death and taxes, it keeps podcasters listening while the newscaster is giggling. Bart Fan, often drunk as a rat, came up with that big ridiculous hat. He gets straight up by 9, he picks for bottles of wine. He can't keep Nigel in line, he's making bets with a monkey. He gets straight to bed by 9, he picks for bottles of wine. He can't keep Nigel in line, he's making bets with a monkey. 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 He's making bets with a monkey.
You know, there's no justice in the airing of these jingles. Like that last one there by Brad is so good. I just am stunned that that's never been on Tony's show, but I'm glad that you could hear it here. And Brad, thank you so much for kicking this off. And I hope you all enjoyed that. I really, I learned something today. I sincerely did enjoy that. It was great. So last segment here before the mailbag, I wanted to play just a couple of new tunes I've been working on that are up on the website this week. And, you know, I don't really submit much to Tony anymore. Maybe I'll send in once a week. I used to send in 3 or 4 with the thought that Nigel could pick the best one or the funniest one. But I realized it's not that scientific. It's kind of more, you know, fish in a barrel. So rather than sending 3 different styles and saying, oh, you know, listen to these and, you know, curate them and make sure, you know, listen to the jokes and figure what's going to be the funniest, nobody's taking that much time. It literally is, oh, Jerry sent something in. Let's see how that is. Okay, this is fine. So now, you know, maybe I send in one, maybe I send in none, or just remind them about one I submitted the week before. So here's 2 that I'd recorded, haven't sent in yet. The first one is, I think, a really, really pathetically easy joke, something I thought of doing a year ago and said, it's just too stupid, because I love doing Neil Diamond and this song just seemed obvious. And then I noticed it was on the ideas page. Somebody else had the exact same idea. I said, you know, what the hell? I'll go ahead and write some lyrics to this. Obviously, at least one other person would find this funny. So we'll hear Chimp, You'll Be a Monkey Soon. And then John Neisminger, who did the wonderful piano work on Goodbye RG3, we were talking about doing some Billy Joel songs, and Billy's first album, Cold Spring Harbor, has 9 super obscure songs, and then 1 song maybe you kind of know if you know Billy Joel. And so this is one of those obscure songs, Everybody Loves You Now. And I was going back and forth on 3 or 4 different songs, and I couldn't find any of them that really stuck out until I had this idea about how Tony has these very fleeting interests, that there's a flavor of the month with everything in his life. So that's kind of what this one's all about, Everybody Loves You Now. And then we'll hear in the mailbag.
Chimp, you'll be a monkey soon. Only TK thinks there's a way you're gonna change what most people say. That don't make sense. They're shaking their heads and they wanna know how someone like that has his own show. And there's no defense, but it made for one of my favorite segments. Tony says, Chimp, you'll be a monkey soon. Or maybe an orangutan. Chimp, you'll be a monkey soon. And in 1,000,000 years,
you'll be a man.
What's he asking you to send today? Booze and sweets and snacks and so much more. Price don't seem to matter to TK. Yeah, 'cause he hasn't bought a sandwich since 94. If you send him Triscuits, take a bow. Mr. Tony loves that now. He loved Dancing with the Stars in season 10. And the killing started well, but didn't last. Tony never watched either one again. Oh, now he subscribes to the trendiest podcasts. He downloaded Serial from the cloud. I'm surprised that he knew how. Tony thinks there's always something better. His love is fleeting, that's for sure. And you really have to wonder if he'll still have Carrie Russell by season 4.
He'll read your name on his podcast, Littles. Here's all you have got to do. Send in your thoughts to Jerry. Maybe write an iTunes store review. His apps are running on smartphones. Mad skills he has shown. They're out on Androids and Apples. Did you know Windows made a phone? Just write to him. Here's where he'll read your name.
Thank you, John Fitzpatrick, for that lovely mailbag jingle. So first up, I've got a review of the TK Jingles podcast from the iTunes store. You're welcome to do the same thing. Go to the iTunes store and you can leave a feedback, and I'd love to read it here. So this review is from Don't Read My Name on the Air. It says, Jerry and the talented artists he features have constructed a perfect sunroom to the Rehoboth Beach House that is the Tony Kornheiser Show. So see if you can kind of follow that metaphor. I think that that's nice. Then I mentioned earlier the Shapoopy email. Yeah, I can't even say it. was just overwhelming. So I'm not going to read all of those. But to all of you who send it in, thank you. I'm sorry I didn't take any of them on. They're just was overwhelming, and I wanted to do something different. But hopefully we'll hear a few of those on there. I think hopefully Elliot can inspire folks who write songs just to go ahead and record them himself. I think that his was great. Then Vance and I had an exchange on Twitter about the Sam Smith song Stay With Me, about how apparently I didn't realize this until awards night when I was looking at the songwriting credits, because there was such a hoopla about Beck and Beyonce and stuff, and I saw that Beyonce had like 25 songwriters on her album and Beck just had one himself. And so I was curious about the Sam Smith song Stay With Me, because I'd also seen a quote from him earlier that day about how he was really being true to himself as an artist and all this. I said, oh, well, if that's true, then obviously you write your own music. I mean, if you're true to yourself, you don't have somebody writing music for you. You must be doing it yourself. So I went on Wikipedia and found that one of the co-writers of Stay With Me is listed as Tom Petty. And that seemed really odd, but it's because it is a complete ripoff of I Won't Back Down. And even hearing it side by side, I can see how you can make the case, but I mean, I feel like you could do that with all pop music. Stay With Me is a very derivative, generic, garbage song. I mean, it's fun to sing, but it's not a very good song. But yeah, I guess it's a ripoff of Tom Petty. I wouldn't have ever heard that until I actually heard them side by side. And even then, I think you could do that with, you know, 50% of the music that's on the radio today. You could just take that and chop up the verses and chorus and say, hey, this is a ripoff of such and such. And then anyway, lastly, I was so pleased by the number of tweets on Sunday after the SNL 40th anniversary special about Miley Cyrus doing 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, of folks asking why she didn't do Neil and Rockville and Joe Arrow's take of 50 Ways to Cook a Chicken. Just another example of how TK Jingles is so pervasive in folks, you know, at least the littles that listen to Tony's show in their lives and how they listen to music. So anyway, that's it. This was the 50th episode of the TK Jingles podcast. If you like it, if you have feedback, if there's something you want to hear that I'm not doing or something you want to hear more of, send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com. Find me on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. Until next week, thank you for listening.
Running through a light, didn't see it changing red. Grabs her iPhone, sends a friend another text. Does her lipstick and sets the curling iron on low. People say she drives like crazy. At 25 she's doing 80. Is she a bit distracted, maybe? Even when the light changes, moving violations you've never heard of, including some they hadn't thought of. But still she doesn't lift her head up. Even when the light changes, oh my God, now she's changing her shoes.
Tony, they're saying that Jon Stewart was second only to Lorne Michaels in developing talent, future comedy talent.
I don't know.
The Tony Kornheiser show is probably going to follow in
fantastic.
Those footsteps.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Yes, and by the way, special thanks to Jerry, who sent us a bathrobe, a TK Jingles bathrobe,
yes.
Which will be one of the prizes
yes.
in the NCAA tournament contest
yes.
we have.
Well, it may have looked like a bathrobe, but it was actually a Snuggie.
But we don't have the chutzpah to do it.